Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this last Sunday in January. Amen. It is a blessing that we were able to get up this morning and see the sunlight.
Yes.
And God is good every day, and He's good all the time.
All the time
He's good. And it is because of His grace only that we are here today. It's not on our merits. Let us be thankful to God for that. And I'm glad that I was able to get back with a safe trip. And thank you for all of your prayers for my mother. She's getting better. But continue to pray for her and my brother who is taking care of her. For the announcements, if you can follow with me at the back of the bulletin, our Georgia Mountain Food Bank collection is still going. Please make your donations at the back of the door here. It's a bin you can drop off. Or we can also take donations of cash. My book is still selling. When I was in India, I had the opportunity to preach in an Indian church. And I talked about the book, and I had only like 5 books with me. And they were all gone at that same Sunday after the sermon. So I might be sending some more over there. But if you are planning to buy a book, buy it through the church here so that it will benefit the Sunday school ministry of this church here. And we are still having some more copies, right? Yes, yeah. And we need volunteers in our children's church and Stephen's ministry and our Sunday school. And I'm really glad to see Martha here with Rich. And I've been praying for you, so we need somebody for the church council meeting, and we are counting on you. And we are counting on God to bring you here, because we need that leadership. But there's a vacuum here, and God knows that. And we'll continue to pray for you, be strong, and God is good, and He will work through this, and you'll be all right, and we will pray for you. And you're always in our prayers and thoughts. And thank you, Rich, for being here with her. And today is the birthday and anniversary celebration Sunday, and we have a community lunch. So please stay back after service and join the fellowship and the food. We have a lot of food already here. I can smell it. So please stay back and join the fellowship, and it is all for all the community together. And many of you know that I'll be out of town 2 Sundays, February 16th and the 23rd. We'll be visiting the Holy Land. My wife and I have been dreaming this for a long time, and it came to pass this time that we are going on a trip to visit Israel, Egypt, Jordan, and Palestine. And please pray for that trip, and hopefully we'll be able to share some stories from the real life experience, how it is to be there, that experience. And if possible, we might look into planning more trips if it is feasible, like many churches do. We'll look into that as well. There's a suggestion that came from my wife and Margaret today that they like to do a cooking class for those who are interested in cooking, and also those who are interested in eating. After that, we'll cook together and eat together on a Saturday, maybe once Saturday a month in the morning. And she's a great cook, especially the Eastern and Indian style cooking. She does a lot. So you can learn from her, and she can learn from, you know, some of you about Southern cooking or American cooking or Mexican cooking. And I hope JC will be able to join us. She's another friend of ours who joins us on certain Sundays. She's a very good Mexican cook. So let us get together and have a Saturday, and they will decide on that, and will let us know. And we'll have a cooking Saturday and fellowship together. The attendance and collection are posted there for everybody's awareness. As a church, we need to continue to grow. That is what we are here for, to be more active in the community. So let us pray about this church and the future of this church, that God will guide us, so we can be more effective and more active in the community. We need more membership also. If you have been attending for a while and have not taken membership, it counts in our charge conference numbers and the support from the conference as well. So please consider joining the church as members. To you it may not be a big deal, but to the church it is a great deal because of the size of our church. So we need more membership as well, and also bring more people to the church. Not only be here on Sundays, but also try to bring our neighbors to the church here. Are there any other announcements?
We were going to say that in February we're going to try to incorporate some requests for music.
So oh, yes.
If you have any songs or hymns that you particularly love in your heart that you would like us to be able to incorporate into the service in February, please just write it down and put it in the offertory plate, and we'll try to be doing that.
Yeah, if you need some papers, I have papers here. There's some at the back too. So please note your favorite hymns or song suggestions for February. So it's just congregation suggestions month. So please do that. Anything else? Anybody? It's good that we are here today, worshiping together again. And thank God for that. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, hymn number 139. Let us pray. Eternal God and our loving Father, we thank you for this beautiful morning that you have given us together, to gather in this place to worship you with all the saints in heaven and all the saints on this earth. We thank you for your protection and your guidance every day. Thank you for your guidance that you give us. Even when we go astray, you gather us back together. Thank you for sending your Son in this world to save us from our sins, but also to become your children so that we can come together and call you Father. Lord, we thank you for your strength that you give us every day. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will be exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Thank you for the power that you give us, Lord, through your word and your spirit. Help us, Lord, to be touched by your spirit today. Talk and deal with us, each one of us, according to our needs and our desires. Lord, we pray that your presence be with us as we worship you. Help us to worship in truth and in spirit, that we may be blessed to be a blessing to this world as we go out. May the words and the praises that we present today glorify your kingdom on this earth and our lives through your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is our fellowship time. If you are able, please get up and greet each other in Christian love. May your Holy Spirit strengthen them in faith and fill them with love and service for you and for others through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
If you're able, please stand for the hymn, the red book, hymn number 151, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. Responsive reading. Please stand for the responsive reading. The Psalm 148. You can follow that on the hymn, in the hymnal at 861, or you can follow the screen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise the Lord in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all his angels.
Praise the Lord, all his hosts.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Praise the Lord, all shining stars.
Praise the Lord, highest heavens, and all waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord who commended thee, were created.
Who established them forever and ever, and fixed their bounds which cannot be passed.
Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and smoke, stormy winds fulfilling God's command.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth.
Young men and maidens together, old men and children.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name alone exalted, whose glory above all earth and heaven.
God has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful ones. For the people of Israel, who are near their God, praise the Lord.
The word of God for people today.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It is our prayer time. As a church family, we come together and share our prayers together. Prayers of blessings together and share with each other so that we can thank God for the blessings that we receive. At the same time, we also lift up those burdens and worries that we carry together as a family and lift up to the throne of grace of God that God will answer according to his will at his time. And that's our faith. So let us bring our shares of blessings and concerns together and lift them up to the Lord and thank God together and pray for the things that we need to pray for together. The list of prayer items that we have at the back of the bulletin, if you can follow that for the prayer items for your daily prayer list, please post this on your study desk or your refrigerator, wherever you have a list that you want to have a reminder to pray, and please lift these people up in your prayers. Particularly, we wanted to note a couple of names here. My mother, Anna Phillips, she is doing better, like I said, but she still needs 24 hours care. So please pray for her and my brother, who is doing the care for her. Glad that Martha is here today. Continue to pray for her and her healing and her treatment. Have you started the treatment yet?
No, not yet.
She'll be going.
There's some other issues now.
Okay, to get through that. So let us pray for that for Martha. And Jack, I heard you're doing well.
Everything's going well.
Good. That is really good to know. And we'll keep you in our prayers and continue with the treatment. And we know that Eddie is here. And Eddie is here, everybody is here. Everybody should be here. He is driving himself here every Sunday. So Eddie, you are in our prayers. Be strong and continue your healing as goes. We pray for Barbara Casey, and I was talking to Dean about her today, and she got her license renewed. That's great news for another 8 years. That is
good and 5 years.
Oh yeah, that is good. But she was able to pass the test, though. That's the key thing. Yeah, that's good. That's good to know. And we'll keep her in our prayers continuously. And Dean, you shared somebody by name Will Phillips.
Will Phillips, he's a neighbor. He's been in our neighborhood for less than 6 months. Lost two family members, a mother-in-law last week, and his brother's been in the hospital since the 16th. Had surgery, lost a lot of blood.
Okay.
He's needing our prayers. I don't know his brother's first name or anything, but
keep that family in our prayers as they are going through a difficult time with the death and the person in the hospital. Lou, you have anything to share? How is it doing?
I'll find out Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
What are you going to do about it Tuesday?
Okay, all right. So we'll pray for Lou as she's going back to the doctor for her eye. Anything else?
It seems like I have somebody every week. My brother had a living poison. He had a heart attack. He didn't know it until he went to the emergency room. He's got 4 or 5 blockages, and they're going to do open heart surgery on him, but they can't because he's got COPD. They cannot be put to sleep that long. So I think tomorrow is when they're going to try to put stents in to see if that can help. So it's still, you know, kind of dangerous.
That's your brother?
My brother, Harold.
Harold, okay. And where is he at? In Georgia?
Yeah, he lives in South Carolina.
Okay. And how is your sister?
My sister, I gave him good news last week. She's stage 1, and they're just going to do the surgery, and then she'll take her pill for 5 years. So hers.
Okay. Okay. And Margaret had a surgery on her hand, and really came out well. Thank God for that. Any other? Yes.
I would like to ask a prayer for my friend in Des Moines, Iowa. She's going through heart transplant surgery this morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I pray that it go well.
What's her name?
My name is Leona O'Day. Leona O'Day, O-D-A-Y.
Leon?
D-A-Y. O'Day.
That's your...
It's a friend in one hour.
Okay.
Darlene Stone is on the list, but she's my sister-in-law. She has shingles on her face, and she's, you know, it's healing, but it's slow and aggravating, I'm sure, you know. And my son Alan is looking for a job. He's interviewing. He's done a lot of his education, getting a PhD, and he's been interviewing Wednesday in North Carolina, so maybe that'll work out for him. I don't know. But
what's his name?
Alan. A-L-L-E-N.
Okay. Any other items to call out?
I'd like to lift up my husband because he really has a tough job taking care of me.
Okay.
And it takes a lot of strength and courage to do what he's gonna, what he has to do.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you, Rich.
Let us also thank God for some of the blessings that we have received. Our grandbaby Jude is growing well, and also, how is Chandler?
He's doing well. He's about 14 pounds now. He's really growing fast.
All right. So those are the blessings that we need to be thankful to God, among all other things. Thank God for those little babies, and I love these children. You know, church making noise. It's really a good thing to have. Thank God for that. If there are no other prayer items or praise items to call out, we'll go to God in prayer together and take a few moments in the beginning silently, and also bring out any unspoken prayers that you have in your hearts, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. Loving God, you are the source of all good things, and you are the one who desires only good for us. Lord, we come to your presence seeking your help and your guidance, and we look up to you for our needs at this time. Thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon us, the good health and strength in our bodies, the life that you have given us this in this world to live one more day. We thank you for your grace. It is not because of who we are, it is only because of who you are. Thank you for the many blessings that you shower upon us, even when we don't deserve it. We look up to you for our needs, O God, for many things that we have raised up here today. We lift all those who need your protection and guidance. Touch those who need your healing. Comfort those who are in distress. Strengthen those who are weak, and empower those who are troubled, Lord. We especially pray for my mother, who has been recovering from the surgery, and thank you for the healing. Continue to be with her and my brother's family as they care for her to have a complete recovery. We thank you for seeing Martha back in church again, Lord. Thank you for bringing Rich with her. Bless them together as she is going through a treatment program. Guide them with your presence every day. Comfort them, Lord, with your peace. And we pray for the doctors and nurses who treat her to have the right treatment plan and give them the wisdom to have the right decisions made for her. Bless her with health and strength, and continue to be with her so that she can be used for your kingdom in this church again. We pray for Miss Lou as she's going back to the doctor this week for her eye. Touch her, Lord, with your healing hands. She will be healed. Lord, be with her and Jim, and bless them with your presence and peace every day. We pray for Darlene, who is suffering from shingles. Lord, we pray that you will heal her. And we also pray for Penny's son, Alan, who is looking for a job as he's going for the interview. That your presence be with him. That if it is your will, that he will get that job that will bring glory to your name and for a blessing through him to this world. We pray for Will Phillips, the person that Dean shared here today, that your presence be with him and his family as they are going through a difficult time. Bless them as a family. The brother who is in the hospital, heal him, Lord. And we pray for your guidance to him and his family as well. We pray for Barbara Casey as she is struggling with health issues. We pray that your presence be with her and comfort her with your presence. We pray for Eddie and Jack also. Thank you for the healing that you have given them already. Continue to heal them so that they can be recovered fully, and be with them as a family and bless them with your peace. We also pray for Leon, that Ms. Lou shared, who is getting a heart transplant today. As they are going through that, we pray that your presence be with them, the doctors and nurses who do the surgery and the treatment, Lord. We pray that you bless them with your wisdom, that the right things will be done, that he will be restored to health. We pray for Margaret's brother, Harold, as he is looking for guidance about his treatment plan for his heart issues and various other problems. Pray that your loving hands be with them and heal them. Heal him, Lord, and also provide them your peace as a family. We pray for all of those who are suffering various things like that in various parts of the world, in hospitals and in families. We pray for your peace in families who are struggling with various issues, that the peace that passeth all understanding to fill their hearts and minds. We pray for our national leadership, particularly our president, our vice president and cabinet, and all the congressmen and senators who are going through a difficult time with the process going on in Washington. We pray that you will guide them with your spirit, that we will come back together as a country united, so that we can be strong again and continue to be as a strong nation guiding in this world. Thank you for your presence there, and bless them with your wisdom and guidance. We pray that you be with us as a church, to be here in this community, to do your ministry, to be active, and to bless this community through this church, Lord. Bless us with your guidance as we look forward to the new year, to do your work in this place. We pray for all the leaders of the church, the choir, and all the different types of ministries that we do here, Lord. Bless this community and this world through our church. Bless us with new members and bless us with new people so that we can work together and worship together in this place. We pray that you be with us as we continue to worship so that we can worship you in truth and in spirit. Touch us, Lord, each one of us, according to our hearts and our needs. And bless us with your word as we depart from here to be more powerful witnesses for days to come as we go out from this place. We pray all this prayer in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward for collecting the offering. Stand for the doxology. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. We thank you for the many blessings that you give us every day. From your open hand we receive the gift of life, health, joy and fellowship. At this time we offer ourselves and give a portion of what you have given us back to you. May we find joy as we freely give our prayers and presents, gifts and service to support the ministry of this church and the mission of the church around the world. We humbly ask you to accept this offering of your people, Lord. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully and those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In the name of your Son and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading that is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 through 52.
Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they weren't aware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you."
"Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be at my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them.
Then they went down to Nazareth with them, and he was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
Good job, Ivy.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for your word that you give us for our life and spirit. As we meditate on your word, speak to us and speak to me and through me, so that we will all be blessed by your word, that we can also become a blessing to this world around us. Bless us and illumine our souls and open our hearts and minds. Give us an obedient and humble spirit to accept your word and obey that in our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is a story about Jesus went missing and then later found. This is an event in Jesus' teenage years, the hidden years that we might say, that is only recorded in this gospel between the time of his birth and his ministry. We don't know a lot of things about his life, other than this passage that we read here today. There's a story about someone who made up a prayer after reading this passage, said that when he lost his car keys, he looked around for it and finally wrote a prayer. "Infant Jesus, lost and found, please bring my keys around." And he claims that he found his key where right in his pocket. So this is not about Jesus missing, Jesus finding your keys. It is about a stage in our lives that sometimes we find ourselves missing Jesus in our lives. I don't know if it happens to you, it happened to you, it happened to me several times. Knowingly or unknowingly, we think that God has moved away from us without even leaving a forwarding address, as one of my pastors used to say. But when they searched for Jesus, they found him after 3 days in the temple where they left him. It was only when they had traveled a whole day's journey and pitched their tents that they had realized that they had lost Jesus. And I didn't want to go on the whole story, because you can read it there and you already know that they took the teenage 12-year-old boy Jesus to the temple, and on their way back, after a day's journey back, they found out that Jesus was not with them. Just before we write them off as being bad parents for not watching their kids, let us understand a little bit about what happened there. It is easy to judge them, You know, they had a boy with them and he didn't know for a day. Usually what happens is they go on this pilgrimage as a group, as families, together. And then, on their return or on their journey to the temple, they go in batches and groups and they pitch tents on their way. And these are treacherous ways that they go through. Sometimes there are wild animals, thieves, and if you remember the parable of the Good Samaritan, the guy who went from Jerusalem to Jericho, probably was going through this route where he was robbed and beaten almost to death. So this is not an easy way that they have to travel. So what they usually do, according to what I read, was some of the men will gather together and then go ahead of the group faster and get to a place where they find a place for camping and they pitch their tents, and then by the time the rest of the group with the other men and the older folks and women and children will catch up through the day, but by the time they get to that camping place, they have a tent ready and they probably have some meals ready for them. So they do that as preparation for the people who travel. So probably Joseph was one of those people who actually left ahead of them with the group of men to do this, and he thought probably that Jesus was with Mary with the group there, and Mary probably thought that Jesus was with Joseph who went up there. So it could have been like that, but let us not write them off as bad parents before we understand the situation, what they were going through there. So after the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, Jesus stayed back in the temple in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it. We read it like this, thinking that he was in their company. They traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. So there's a reason why this particular passage is listed in the scripture. And our scripture is not full comprehensive history of everything that happened in Jesus' life. We are only given a very little portion of what happened in his life. So everything that is given is very valuable. So there is a reason why this particular instance or incident is listed there, because we need to learn from it to understand what it teaches us. One of the things that taught me about this incident is that we cannot take our faith for granted. Many times we take it for granted that wherever we go or wherever we are, Jesus is with us. Not necessarily true. God goes with us wherever we are. Definitely His presence is with us. But taking it for granted can get us in trouble like this, and when we look around and we miss Him when we look for Him. Eternal vigilance is the key to our liberty. Isn't that somebody said? It is the same for our faith. We have to guard our faith eternally and constantly to keep our faith so that we do not lose it and find out that we are missing it when we need it. We might rely on others sometimes, thinking that our parents, our church members, and our fellowship will support us. Definitely they will be there for us. But our faith is a personal matter, and we need to always be constantly guarding our faith as a personal thing as we guard our personal items. And we need to be constantly vigilant in keeping our faith stronger. We cannot completely depend on somebody else, our parents, for our faith. Definitely we do depend on others. But a faith is a personal thing. And we need to stay eternally vigilant about being closer to God every moment of our lives. And the other thing that I learned from this is that we can get caught up in doing God's work and still drift away from God. As a pastor, it is very personal teaching me that even in the midst of the work that you are doing for God, you can find yourself missing God's presence in your lives. It is very real. Because the life is so difficult in this world. It's not an easy life. We wish it would be easy, but it's not the way it is laid up for us. It is a hard and difficult life and treacherous path that we have to tread on. But remember, God's promise is with us. He will be with us, supporting us, but provided that we are always aware of His presence with us. John Pritchard, one of the great preachers of this time, has an article that I read. He wrote, God Lost and Found. He said, if you could see through the bubbles above many heads who are worshipping here today in his church he was talking about, you would find rather less faith than a pastor would like to think. That's very real though. I like to think that you're all full of faith. But if there's a bubble on each one of our heads and I could see through it, I'll not be very excited, because we are all human beings. The reality is that most of us at some stage in our Christian journey enter a great period when the vivid awareness of God that we used to delight has disappeared. I don't know about you, but it happens to me a lot. What was once bright and shiny is now tarnished and dull. And sometimes we put masks on ourselves because we don't want to be embarrassed to stay home, and we are going to be in Sunday putting up a good smile. But beneath in our souls and hearts there's a dryness sometimes that we feel. Going through motions sometimes, going to church and taking part in stuff. But a dry, dry faith that is keeping us away from God. There's a story that I read, I don't know if it's real or not, but it could be real, because there was in Minnesota town, they had a long-time mayor for a couple of decades that he has been a mayor of a little town there, and finally he decided to leave office, and they had a great party for him as he left office. He did a lot of things in that community, and everybody knew him, everybody loved him. The party was held on a particular day in one of the halls downtown, and they all agreed to have a great celebration for him. The music was loud, the room was crowded and noisy, the food was great, and they had a great celebration. People came in and out and went for several hours, so they had a whole night party. But the next morning when they gathered together at the coffee shop and people started asking about, you know, how the party was and all that stuff, and then somebody said, did you ever talk to the mayor? Well, nobody seemed to have talked to the mayor. And they said, yeah, it didn't matter really, because we had a good time. And he probably had been there. He came and probably early and left. He was getting old. But the reality was that he had a heart attack the last night and was in the hospital while this party was going on. And only very few people knew about it, and they didn't really get the news out on time. So the party went on for the mayor, and nobody knew he was in the hospital. So that happens to us many times, that the parallel is that our church can get too busy. Come together, music is good, sermons are good, hopefully, and the fellowship is warm, and the food is great, and we love it. And the church has become about us and not about God. It can happen to us. We seem to have lost the perspective. Perhaps our worship and mission might be more authentic if our hopes were not only in getting numbers out, but also for sharing the love of Christ to each other and to the community. One of the Catholic priests, Dutch-born philosopher Henry Nouwen, wrote a beautiful book called The Wounded Healer. And he said like this, after 63 years of my life and 38 years as a priest, my prayer seems sometimes as dead as a rock. The words darkness and dryness seem best to describe my prayer. I can be involved in church, but then I miss out on where Jesus is. It happens not only in church, but in our society. Amid the wars and destructive natural disasters and terrorisms and all the things that are going around us, it is not surprising that many, many have stopped believing in God, lost their faith and go through the physical motions and don't feel that power of faith in their lives. And I was thinking about the church in Ephesus that is written in the book of Revelation about the church of Ephesus in chapter 2, where John has this revelation about these churches, and one of them was the church in Ephesus. And he is writing about that church that they are very good and strong church. They were hardworking and they were persevering, and they endured a lot of hardships for their faith and for the name of Jesus. And yet on verse 4 he says, "Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first." The first love is gone. And we read that in Hebrews, so we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, that we do not drift away from our first love. The church in Ephesus didn't go out of their way to walk away from Jesus. They actually got caught up in the things that they were doing and lost their first love. So, the statement does not reflect the first in not only in chronology, the time priority, but also in the priority what they had. The first love, two meanings. As you loved me at first and my first love. One of them has to do with the chronology, the timing. The second has to do with the priority. That's what the first love means. Our love to God should be the top on the list. And everything else comes below that. We can all lose Jesus at some time in our Christian life if we don't watch carefully. The challenge in our Christian journey is to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. You can pick any doctrine that fits your agenda nowadays. You can join any church that fits your lifestyle or social status. But we must pay the most careful attention that what we have heard, that we do not drift away from our faith. When Jesus came back after his resurrection to restore Peter, I don't want to go to the story in detail, but you all know the story. He asked him 3 times, "Do you love me?" It's very interesting. He didn't ask him, "Peter, are you willing to go to seminary?" He didn't ask him, "Or are you straightened out with your doctrines now so that you can go and build a church?" That's not what the questions he asked. He asked, "Peter, do you love me?" That's the same question that Jesus is asking you and me today. That's the only question he always asks. Do you love me? Do not lose our first love. First love, the priority, and also first love in time. And it's also the point that taught me through this passage that it's not too late to go back to Jesus. Because he will be there waiting for you where you left him. No matter how far you have drifted away, or I have drifted away, Jesus is waiting where he was waiting for you. He was in the temple. That's where he should be. And where are you looking for Jesus nowadays? We look in the church. We look among the good people. Maybe that's not where you would find Jesus. He is with the lost and the neglected. He is with the homeless and the shelterless. And he will be with the orphans and the widows. As John Pritchard ended his article, he says that the greatest illusion is that we think he has wandered off when he is settled down in the everyday life of our community. In the ordinary experiences of our lives, that's where Jesus would be. The future may be less spectacular spiritually, but the second part of our Christian lives may be even richer when we have rejoined with Jesus. One of the stories that I always share is about Leslie and her family, her two daughters, who was about to be evicted from their home. I don't know if I shared the story with you. Leslie was a single parent raising two young children, two girls. And she was behind on her bills, and the bank had decided to foreclose on their home. And the day came that she had to appear before the court, and there was no help around. She prayed very hard. And she asked even, "Where is God?" as she drove to the courthouse, and she prayed honestly for God to intervene. And then she heard a song, according to what she writes in her testimony, that on the way to the courthouse, she heard on the radio this song, "God is here, let the brokenhearted rejoice." She thought it was a good message for her. So she hoped that the better would happen. But it did not turn out to be like that. The judge sentenced against her, and they decided to foreclose on the house. So she said, "Where is God in the middle of this?" As with a heavy heart and tears in her eyes and dragging her two daughters back from the court to the parking lot to her car, she heard a man calling her back. And she said, "Madam, I was in the court for another matter, and I heard your testimony. And I believe God is asking me to help you." So his name was Gary, who actually was in the courtroom listening to all of these situations. And he said, "I know a lawyer." And he took her to a lawyer that he had a friendship with and talked through the situation. And they were able to work it out that she was able to live in that house one more year. When people ask, "Where is God?" the answer is right here in the midst where you are. Person who is in need, when Jesus said, when you do this to somebody who is in need, that is, you did it to me. That is where Jesus is, right here. One way God is at work is through Christians like you and me, like Gary, who helped her out. When we find Jesus missing, remember where you can find him. You can find him doing his Father's business. He will be with the left out and the lonely. You can find him among the homeless and the orphans. You can find him in the midst of stormy grief and bitter pain. That's where Jesus is. That's where you will find him. When we drive past the homeless on the street corner, we were talking about that today, or travel by the shelters, remember, Jesus is there. And he wants us to join him where he is, doing his Father's work. May God bless us these words so that we can be with Jesus and not take our faith for granted. May God bless you. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 130, "God Will Take Care of You." If you are able, please stand. Thank you.
take care of you. No matter what may be the best, God will take care of you.
People of God, go in the knowledge that God is waiting for us where He is doing His Father's work. He is waiting for us to join Him there. Help us, pray that God will help us to remember that it is not too late to join Him no matter how far you have been strayed. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.